Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals and happy Friday. Hope you had a great week so far. Today's devotional comes from a Psalm of David, Psalm chapter 65. That's Psalm chapter 65. Verse 1, praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near, to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, the one who by his strength established the mountains being girded with might, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Amen. So this is a psalm of thanksgiving sung by David. And as I was reflecting on this psalm, I was trying to imagine myself of where David was and what David was seeing as he was singing this song. And so I want to invite you to imagine with me that you are David in Zion, singing this song on the Day of Atonement. Where do I see this? Well, David begins by saying in verses 1 to 3, praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. It's not explicitly stated here, but I think it can be implied that David is in Zion, the city of David, a mighty fortress in Jerusalem. And the language of vows, atonement, hearing prayers, and later on in verses 4 to 5, courts and temple, alludes to the timing of the Day of Atonement. And it's on this day that David remembers God's faithfulness to keep his covenant promises to establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And as he looks around him and his kingdom in Zion, he sees God's awesome deeds, how he answers their prayers with righteousness and salvation, how he protects his people by establishing the mountains with might, how he brings peace and stillness amongst the seas and their waves and among the people, and how his presence brings about a bountiful harvest in the land. And the land of Zion was flourishing. David recognized that the harvest was the Lord's doing. God had visited the earth and had blessed Zion. And I want to read verses 9 to 13 again for us. And as I do this, I want to invite you to close your eyes and imagine David saying this as he's looking around the land of Zion. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Creation shouts and sings together for joy because they know who gave them life. They know that it is only by his strength and his might that they overflow with abundance and grow in beauty and are girded with joy. Have you ever been on an airplane and just looked outside and just been in awe of God's creation? You look at the clouds and the sun shining through it, and you just imagine, you just wonder, how can people not believe in a God who created all these things? Have you ever been to a national state park or a beautiful site somewhere around the world, and maybe it's an ocean or a mountain site or somewhere else, a hiking trail, and you see creation, and it leaves you in awe. It leaves you in a place where you just don't know what to say except saying, Lord, you are a beautiful creator. You are amazing. And I believe that as David was looking around him in Zion, he was looking at creation and he was saying, you are an amazing God. You have done awesome deeds. You are the hope of all the nations. You are the God of salvation. And as he sees all of creation and its beauty and its harvest, it basically says that creation knew its creator. And so did David. As he looked at the creation around him, he was reminded of God's protection and provision and peace in the land, that he alone is the God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth. David knew that God is the one who provided for the land of Zion. But to be honest, I felt like this was an odd way to end the psalm. It felt in a way incomplete. David started the psalm by saying, "Praise is due to you, O God in Zion." But he ends by saying that creation, the rivers, the furrows, the wagon tracks, the pastures, the hills, the meadows, the valleys, they shout and sing together for joy. And so, what about the people in Zion? What about David and the people in his kingdom? I felt like David was making a rhetorical point that because the creation shout and sing together for joy, let the people in Zion and David himself also join in and shout and sing together for joy. I felt like the Lord was asking us today, is asking us today, will we join in with all creation, shouting and singing together for joy? For our God is the God of salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. He is the one who protects us, brings peace among us, and provides for us, all because of the person of Jesus Christ, because we have come to know a Savior who has brought the full atonement of our sinfulness, who has brought forth a great peace in our life through him, and has provided for us all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. He is faithful to keep his promises through Christ. And it's for that very reason that we can look upon all creation around us, see how they shout and sing together for joy upon the Lord, and join in with creation and praise our God together. Let's do that today. Let's take a few moments just to look around us, look at creation, and praise our God together. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this psalm. God, I thank you, Lord, that you have given us an opportunity to imagine ourselves in the shoes of David, looking around him in Zion, declaring your faithfulness, and Lord, that you are the God who brought a bountiful harvest in the land of Zion. And I pray, Father, Lord, that you would help us. Help us, Lord, to do the same, that we would be able to pause in our busy lives, to look around us, to look at creation, and to see that they shout and sing together for joy. They don't grow themselves, but Lord, you are the one who grows them and girds them in your might. So Lord, help us to join in with creation and to shout and sing together for joy. Praise is due to you, O God. Let us finally praise you once again today. We thank you and pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us in our daily devotional. Hope you're blessed. Let's continue to praise our God with creation. Have a great day.